Hello, Audio Boom. It's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick, and I'm in my hotel. I'm just on my balcony getting my swimming stuff ready because I'm going to go for a dip in the pool. Okay, so there's my swimming shorts, which have been hanging on the dryer to dry. So I'll just bring them inside so I can get changed in a moment. And we have a suite again, like last time. It's not the same one. We were going to have the same room, but unfortunately, due to a mistake at reception, we ended up getting one. It's exactly the same room, but it's the other end of the corridor. So the layout's the same. It's actually a mirror image. Just everything's the opposite way around. And but we still have the pool view. We have a palm tree outside our balcony. We're on the ground floor. I'm just going to take my battery. I've got a big iPhone power bank thing that I can use to charge up my phone. I actually haven't plugged my phone into a wall socket since I've been here. Just use the battery because I can do about 7 charges from this battery. So I'm just going to plug in the battery to charge. I don't like the... I use the iPhone plug, but it does half get hot. And it's a bit... I don't like it really. It's a little bit risky, but I'm sure it's fine. It just feels a bit hot, you know, when you plug it in. But I'm sure it's okay. So I'll just plug that into charge. There we go. And I've still got a bit of a cold. I got a cold before we came out here, and most of it's gone, but I've still got a little bit of... crap lurking around in my chest and nose, but still it's nice to have the hot weather so I can live with it, I'm sure. Let's put my money away. My swimming bag. Oh, there we go. Swimming, I've got the my skin oil, a fan. I'm going to put these coins in my drawer because I don't need them at the moment. So I'm just getting ready to go round to the pool. George was already round at the pool. She's been doing aqua gym this morning, so she's already there. But I had to go to find a pharmacy and buy some Rennies because obviously all the rich food and the alcohol and the lots and lots of fizzy drinks and things, it just it gets your tummy a little bit. So we bought some Rennies. And I'm very pleased because I did the whole thing in Spanish. I didn't need to speak a word of English, so I'm quite proud of myself for that one. Grab my cigarettes. Where are they? There you go. Okay, let's pull this shut. yeah, so it's... it's been awesome. We're really enjoying it here. We've been here since Saturday now, and obviously you heard a little audio boo the other day. When we were down at the beach and went to the karaoke bar, which was pretty cool. And we're here for a fortnight, so we've got plenty of time to enjoy. It's not very sunny today. It's warm. It's very warm, but it's very sticky as well because they've got a sandy... I can't remember what they call it now, but it's a storm... like a sandstorm sort of thing that comes in and it makes it very cloudy. And so there's not this wall-to-wall cloud, but no rain, perhaps a few spots of rain. It's still nice and hot, so you can still swim in the pool without a problem. So it's all good. Just eating so much rich food. I've discovered a new thing. It's called churros. Churros con chocolate. And this is like piped batter. It's sort of almost like donut mix. but they pipe it. So it's like a sort of a... how can I describe it? It's like an oval shape with a hole in the middle. So it's a bit like... they look a bit like onion rings. There you go. That's what they sort of look a bit like. But they've got a nice shape to them. And you dip them in this hot chocolate sort of sauce. And they're a breakfast thing, and oh my God, they're gorgeous, but they are so bad for you. So I can't have them every morning because I will literally die before I fly home. But still, I have my breakfast every day: poached eggs, baked beans, bacon, sausages. It's all very nice, but all very bad for me. So then I balance that throughout the day by having salads and fish, because that's a very healthy sort of diet that the Spanish eat. And I should be all right. I probably won't actually put on as much weight as I potentially could. There are people out here that literally go back and have seconds at dinner and all that kind of thing. I'm not really... I don't do that. I haven't had seconds of anything yet. Of course, that could be because the waiters are giving me such massive plates of food that I don't need seconds, but because I'm already having them. Sort of built into my first helping. But yeah, they've all been brilliant. The waiters have we got, because it's a buffet at the hotel, and obviously we can't really manage that. So we have a waiter, and we have two or three, but the two main ones are Jaime, that's James, and we have another one, Manuela. So when Jaime's not working, Miss Manuela usually looks after us, and they're both brilliant, and we tend to order everything in Spanish, so we're trying to learn the language. And right, have I got everything? Where is my cane? I need to make sure that I've got that. I need my key as well. And my cane is by the door, so that's good. Now, most of the hotel rooms here have card locks, as you know, most hotels do now. But this room has an old style lock. So they obviously haven't put a key on this, put a key card on this door. But I actually prefer this because the key cards are a pain in the ass. Have you ever used them and you don't know if it's opened or not, and it takes ages? You have to do it several times before it actually recognises your card, and it's all a bit stressful. So let's turn this light off here. So yeah, actually, I'd rather have the key, to be fair. But they're mainly key locks, to be fair. So if anybody does come and stay at the Isla Bonita, just be prepared that most of the rooms have card locks. But they are very good if you ask them for a room on the ground floor because you're blind or in a wheelchair or whatever. They're very accommodating and they will sort you out with that. And they will give you a reserved table in the dining room, so you don't even have to worry that you can't find a table for meals. And they are very, very, you know, really helpful. So so Georgia's, today they've asked Georgia, instead of if, because at the moment Georgia's done a bit of singing before the shows here at the hotel, but she's done like the pre-show. They came up to her this morning and they've actually asked her to be in one of their shows now on Sunday. So she's actually going to be doing part of their cabaret show, which is obviously we're not being paid, or she's not being paid for it. But we're not quite so worried about that, because if they really, really like her, and they might offer her, you know, to come back and do a season next year or something. So we'll see. But you know, the fact is they're really, really loving what she does, and they're sort of fitting her into the shows and things. So that's really awesome for her. So we're quite pleased at that. Right, I'm going to pause this a minute, and then I'm going to record again, probably on the next boo actually. So I'll do another one in a minute, going round to the pool, and you can hear the sights and sounds. Well, not the sights, but the sounds of the Isla Bonita, Tenerife, is Costa Adeje. And I'll see you in a bit.